Our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Samuel chapter 7. We don't often think of that passage as a reference to the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the Davidic covenant, our Lord made it very clear to David that he had promised something. Actually, not something, but someone. I want you to listen as I read from 2 Samuel chapter 7, beginning in verse 18. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? Let me read to you Bishop Samuel Horsley's translation of this. He was a Hebrew scholar of the 19th century, and he wrote, O Lord God, this is verse 19, Thou hast spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded the arrangement about the man that is to be from above, O God Jehovah. Now think about what the Lord was promising here. He was promising this man, this one. No indication of the timing. No indication of a name, but just the promise. I have someone that is going to come from heaven, and he is going to be the one that's from your house, and he's going to be my ruler, and he really is going to be my son. Now, this is such an important thing. We're going to be dealing with 10 prophecies from the Old Testament today. I'm going to walk you through these 10 and the timing of them. It would seem like it's not regular, it's something that's odd, but God always had His purpose. Remember, God is not a God of time, He's a God of eternity. He spans all the ages, no beginning, no end. So these actions are not really time actions, they are will actions. It's just the work of His will at this moment. He appeared to David and shared with him this wonderful covenant that God had to do with His throne, with a king, and with a kingdom. Three parts of the Davidic covenant. And the part about the king is related here to Jesus Christ and the promise made to David. And David was overwhelmed. He said, I don't know what to say. Who am I that you should share this with me? And yet God in His grace and in His goodness was reassuring His servant David that he had everything planned out. Everything was going to work according to His will. No man, no nation, no kingdom, no anything is going to stop God from accomplishing His will. Oh, this is so important. We thank the Lord for His will demonstrated in Jesus Christ. We're going to be looking tonight at Luke 1:35, where we have the indication that the Trinity was involved in the incarnation, the nativity of Jesus Christ. All three persons acting as one. God just laying out His will, accomplishing His will. That's His purpose.